Welcome. Let's enjoy a deep breath. We welcome you. We welcome you. You're loved. You're appreciated. You're valued. You're valuable. You have gifts. You have magic in you to bring to the world. And together we've decided to equally fan the flames of our brilliance, magnificence, settling for nothing less. Deep breath as we remember our divinity, the divine nature that is the truth of every being. Breathing deeply and clearing the mind. Allowing that tingle all over that says your home, deep within. And anchoring in the bliss and beauty that is your soul, yourself. No longer requiring acceptance, approval. From the outside, giving yourself love and appreciation continuously. And this in this space of openness, we now dive into principle number 8. My consciousness of the spirit within me as my unlimited source is the divine power to restore the years the locusts have eaten, to make all things new, to lift me up to the high road of abundant prosperity. This awareness, understanding and knowledge of spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. Breathe. Let's dissect it as we do each morning. Remember, the recording will be available to you. ValerieLove.com, click on blog. My consciousness of the spirit within me. Again, he is referring to consciousness. John Randolph Price is showing us that our consciousness is the first thing to address with regard to wealth, money manifestation, wealth creation, our consciousness. Now, what is this the consciousness of? The consciousness is of spirit as my unlimited source. My unlimited source is spirit. My unlimited source is spirit. Say it to yourself. My unlimited source is spirit. Now, this is the divine power to restore the years the locusts have eaten. I have always loved this line, because all of us have had locust plagues in our lives with regard to money. I've quote unquote, air quotes, lost, you can't lose anything, right? Lost a dream home. Quote unquote, lost money in investments and things I thought would work and they didn't. Quote unquote, lost, there's no such thing as lost. It was just the locust came through. Bankruptcy. Losing a beautiful car and a repo. I still remember that conversation me and the repo man had that day. It was a beautiful conversation. And I remember that the car was being repoed. This beautiful Lexus truck was being repoed right around the same time my mom was in the hospital. And I didn't really care about things. I cared about my mom. And the men, the repo guy, were at my house. He had come to my house a couple of times, and I had a garage, so the car was inside the garage. And some repo men are just dastardly. They would just do anything to reclaim the vehicle. This one was an angel. And so I had had conversations with the bank a few times, and finally it came down to, well, these payment plans aren't working. The reconfiguring of the loan isn't working. This isn't working. I will happily give you this car. And they said, okay, what can you do if you can't pay for it? It's either one of two things in my mind, nothing to get mad about. Either you pay for the car or you relinquish the car. Well, I told them, I made arrangements for an appointment for the repo man to come, right? Who makes an appointment for the repo man? So I made an appointment for the repo man to come, and he came at that time. And I, before he came, I went to the garage, and I cleared everything out of that Lexus truck. It was a beautiful Lexus truck, gorgeous leather interior, all smooth. Lexus is just lovely. I cleared everything out of that Lexus. That was mine. And I cleaned it up so it looked like new. And I blessed it. I began pouring prayers and love all over that Lexus, even more than I had done when I had it. And when I was done, I felt this sense of calm that I was no longer going to hear from these calls from 800 numbers, and I was no longer going to try to, you know, have these conversations with the bank about this date and that date and not really making the money, so didn't really know where the money was coming from or when it was coming in, just doing the best I could do. And really not caring about the car that much because mom's in the hospital. And the repo man came, and here's the blessed car, and I pull it out of the garage, and I put it into the driveway in front of the house, and he hooks the car up. He's like, hey, how are you? I'm like, hey, how are you? Come on in, come get this baby. And he hooked it up to the truck. And then he and I started talking. I said, this must be an interesting job. You know, I'm always fascinated by people. He started talking. He said, ma'am, you wouldn't believe the half of it. Some things people do to hide the car from me when they know they haven't paid for the car. And I'm just doing my job. I said, you know something? This is really a powerful conversation I'm having with you right now, because no one looks at it from the perspective of the repo man. People look at it from their own perspective, and they're mad at the repo man. But why would I be mad at the repo man if I didn't pay for the car? He's just the accountability of the repo man or lady or other. It doesn't have to be a man. Whomever is coming to repo the car, or nowadays I've heard from some people that have cars that if you don't pay the car, no, they just turn it off remotely and you can't even drive your car. Which is pretty clever. And I guess until somebody comes gets it. The point is this. We may, and that conversation, by the way, in that loop, that conversation I had with the repo man left me smiling. I walked back into my house feeling so good. I think I felt as good when I gave them that car and had that conversation with the repo man. That repo man was an angel. I still remember him. We had the best conversation. And after we finished and I walked back into my house, it was like a boulder had rolled off of me and I felt clear. I felt just as good as I did probably the day I got the car. Maybe not. I felt good. I felt relieved. Now, you may have had years that the locusts had eaten. Maybe you got a big, huge sum of money and the locusts ate it. Maybe you had a great income and the locusts came. This eight is a promise that the divine power that is within you is the power to restore. What does restore mean? It means to store up again
all the years the locusts have eaten. So every season, whenever they came, whenever you experience quote unquote loss, nothing's lost in the universe, it can be restored. To make all things new, not only to restore what the locusts have eaten, this divine power can make all things new. That means that you have a whole new fresh perspective. I have a whole new life. This divine power I am, this divine power you are, not only can restore, it can make new. It can also lift me up to the high road of abundant prosperity. It can lift me up. It can lift you up in consciousness and in activity and in speaking and in results. It can lift you up if you work with this divine power within. So now that we have this understanding, let's look at what number 8 says again so that we can really integrate it. Walk with this all day today. Number 8 is our mantra for today. My consciousness of the spirit within me as my unlimited source is the divine power. You see, your consciousness of it is the divine power to restore the years the locusts have eaten, to make all things new, to lift me up to the high road of abundant prosperity. And this awareness, understanding, and knowledge of spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. That means you will see the appearance. I have a dream house here in Mexico. I'm telling you, it is better than the dream house that I had over there. Because it looks better? I don't know. There are two different houses, two different personalities. Every house has its own personality. This is a dream house because it's easily paid for every single month with Kindle Cash. This is a dream house because I don't have to thought at all about how it's being paid for. At all. At all. Do you understand the kind of freedom that is? That I live in a home that I already know is taken care of every single month from regular money that comes in every single month like clockwork. And I talk to you all a lot about those three streams of income that come into me every single month like clockwork. On the 12th from my wellness business, on the 21st from YouTube and all our wonderful members on YouTube, and on the 29th from book royalties. And now I have book royalties that also come in all throughout the month. Situate your life such that your automatic streams of income cover what you require to live. Then you will be financially free. The floor is open. Morning. How you loving?
I love it. When you had mentioned the whole car repossession thing, that's like my biggest fear right now. Because,
baby, let it go. You will feel so good. Let me tell you something. When my car got repo, I felt so good. And guess what? I was only delaying lessons that I had to learn. Holding on to that car, just attachments. Because we think the ego has a strange story that it tells us. This is the story the ego tells us. This, or even worse, that's what the ego always tells us. Oh my God, if I don't have my car, what's gonna happen? I'm not gonna be able to do this. I'm not gonna be able to do that. This bad thing is gonna happen and that bad thing was gonna happen. Well, what about if it didn't? What if something even better happened because I wasn't holding on to this car? Girl, I can't tell you what to do. That's not my place. I'm not here to tell anyone what to do. Me, myself, I chose to let it go. And I will tell you that the lessons that come, that the universe is seeking to teach me from not having a car, I saw so many things that I had never seen before because I was zipping around in a car. When I started walking, it was like scales fell from my eyes. I couldn't. I was healthier. I was walking with, I had to be earlier. I had to be humble now riding on the bus when I was haughty and arrogant riding in my Lexus. That is the truth of the matter. So sometimes there are lessons in humility. Sometimes there are lessons in acceptance. Sometimes there are lessons in knowing
this universe got my back no matter what. I have rid my life of so much debt. And I have to tell you, family, if you read books like The Sovereign Individual, The Bitcoin Standard, The Price of Tomorrow, The Price of Tomorrow is by Jeff Booth. I'm going to put these books in today's blog post, because at ValerieLove.com, when you click on the blog, I give you the resources in addition to the recording that you can tap into for your wealth and freedom. When you look at this entire world, it is a debt-based world. Our entire world, I'm talking the global economy beyond the United States, and China just is having a huge meltdown with Evergrande, this company that's going bust, and it's just going to affect the entire global economy. Just look it up on YouTube. This entire global economy is a debt-based system. You will not be free unless you clear the debt. That's the main thing I'm focused on. In addition to I was focused on three things. I was focused on the financial, what could we call them? Your triage. When you go into the emergency room, and the nurse triages you. She takes your blood pressure. She picks out her wooden spatula and presses down your tongue and looks at your tongue. She looks with her little light into your eyes, right? Look left, look right. Pee in a cup. Take your weight. They're triaging you. They're seeing the current state of your condition. And then they're looking at what illness you have or whatever brought you into the emergency room, so that they can know, are you number one on the list because you're bleeding out? Are you number 10 on the list because you have a scratchy throat? You can sit in the waiting room and wait. Well, when clients came to me to my financial planning, there is a financial equivalent to the triage. What are they? They are basic numbers that if you don't know them, I would offer that you find them out today. One, income and expenses. I had to do this electronically so this is done for me automatically, so at any second I can click a button and know exactly what came in with the penny down to the pennies, and know exactly what went out down to the penny, the difference. So you want to know your income and your expenses so that you can arrive at a third number, which is your discretionary income. Discretionary income means the income that is left over after you pay all of your expenses, after you honor all of your exchanges, your currency exchanges, and your energy exchanges. I don't call them bills, I call them energy exchanges. Because they gave you something wonderful and you decided to exchange some of your energy for it. Your free yielding, free flow energy. They gave you electricity in your house for a whole month. And here in my place in Mexico, it's something like $35. And $35 is nothing for me as an energy exchange. It's a wonderful energy exchange for electricity in my house all month. I don't think anyone's gonna live without electricity, you know, unless you live off grid or whatever, whatever. Anyway, it's an energy exchange. So anyway, after you have all of your energy exchanges, what's left? Maybe $1,000 a month, $500 a month, $100 a month. That number is called discretionary income. And why is that number? Why do we need that number to take your sort of temperature financially? Because it's a gauge of how wealthy you can become. Because if your discretionary income is negative, you are going in negative net worth. You are going down, which means you're going in debt. So let's say you bring in $5,000 a month and you spend $5,500. You have a discretionary income of negative $500 per month, which means you are going into debt each month because you spend more than you make. That's easy math. So we understand just by looking at that picture that you will never become wealthy unless you change some things very fast. Either you can make $6,000 a month, you can go either way with it. You can make $6,000 a month
and still spend $5,500 and have $500 a month now that you can put into Bitcoin, into investments, or you can bring your expenses down to $4,000, $4,500 a month and take that $500 to $1,000 a month and invest it in Bitcoin. I just bought more Bitcoin yesterday. I'm always buying Bitcoin. So that you can take your discretionary income and you can pour it into your wealth. And that's going to be a gauge of, can this person become wealthy? It's your capability of becoming wealthy. If you don't have any money to invest, if there's nothing left over, if there's no excess, if there's no harvest, energetically, after you take care of all your energy exchanges. I had to learn this, family. I'm telling you, it probably took me decades to learn how to live this way. Because the world just keeps telling you to pile on more debt. Can't afford it? Oh, don't worry, get a loan. Here, here's a loan. Here, here's a low interest loan. Here, here's another loan. Here, here's another loan for that. Oh, you want to get a car? Here's a loan. Oh, you want to get a house? Here's a loan. Oh, you want to get... I don't care about my credit score, even though it's gone up. Why? Because I'm not using it. It's a trap. All this credit, it's a trap. How are you going to become wealthy with that? Well, and credit can be used appropriately if you are building assets with the credit. Some people I know, they take credit card loans, credit card advances, and they buy Bitcoin. That's a smart move because your credit card interest rate may be 8%, 9%, and Bitcoin is returning 200%. So that's you using the bank. I'm talking about annual average return per year. Now, here's the next set of numbers that we take. We take your assets minus your liabilities equals your net worth. So you would have to know four numbers so that you could arrive at two numbers. And these six numbers, all I have to do is see these six numbers. They tell the whole story of your financial life. I would know everything about your financial life. I would know how you live. I would know what you spend. I would know if you'll ever become wealthy. I would know all of that from these six numbers. What are the six numbers? Let's say them again. Number one, income. Most people don't even know what really comes in. Number two, expenses. Income minus expenses. Most people don't know what their expenses are. Why? Because they don't count when they put money into the vending machine. How many vending machines have you gone to? They don't count that. It's just so much money that just flies away from us because we don't count all those things. You probably count, okay, here's my housing cost, here's my electricity, here's utilities, and the phone, and this, and the internet, and da-da-da, and clothing, and groceries, and maybe dining out. We don't, there are so many things that we do not count under expenses. So you gotta get the true number of expenses, and usually you're gonna have to do this electronically because doing it by hand is probably not gonna do unless you just like to do a lot of math. This is separate and distinct from what I told you all a couple of weeks ago about how I kept a notebook every single day of everything I spent. Because remember, that's how you recapture those dollars that are just floating away from you right now, going into vending machines. Oh, you gave your little niece 20 bucks. Oh, you went over to the bar, you had a good time, you bought some drinks for your friends. There's 50 million ways money goes away from us that we don't count. So you have to get an accurate number on the expenses. Income minus expenses equals discretionary income. That's the predictor of whether you will become wealthy or just stay broken and dead and poor. Cancel. The next set of numbers we need your assets. That means everything you have of value. Art, gold, Bitcoin, real estate, businesses, shares in businesses. I'm an angel investor and I have a class about how to be an angel investor. I teach you the lingo and how you can start with being an angel investor for $100. What are your shares in those companies worth? Because one day you may sell those shares, probably after years, because of course it takes years for these companies to build and grow to something that's really amazing. So you take all stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all that. You take all of your assets minus liabilities, what do you owe, and
when you get the result, that is your net worth. I know this may sound like financial planning 101, and it is. Yet I find that we go wrong in the fundamentals, and that's everything. Why did Larry Bird practice the set shot for hours every day when he got on the basketball court? Master the fundamentals. People want to do the fancy Air Jordan stuff. They want to do the fancy investing in those shit coins or whatever, alternative coins. I'll call them altcoins. Let me not be a toxic Bitcoin maximalist. Investing in altcoins, and they don't even know how investing works. They don't know what they're investing in. They don't understand Bitcoin, therefore they will never understand any of the altcoins. If you don't understand number one, you're not going to understand number 27 on that. You're not going to understand Algorand or Solana or Celsius or fill in the blank. If you don't understand Bitcoin, you're not going to understand any of the rest of them. So you might as well get started on Bitcoin. Now, so you take all of your assets minus liabilities equals net worth. And that's the number that says that you're wealthy. Net worth, Warren Buffett, is something like, I don't know, $80 billion. Warren Buffett and the dude from Microsoft, Bill Gates, and Jeff Bezos, three richest people in the world. And it's very interesting. They now hold more, the same amount of wealth. These three individuals hold the same amount of wealth as 50% of the population. Is that something to ponder? Now, I have no problem with anybody being as wealthy as they want. Keep being wealthy, keep being wealthy, keep being wealthy. I want you to understand that they are not only wealthy because they worked hard, which they did, and we gotta give them props. We are also understanding, when you understand the financial markets, that there are market forces. And there are reasons, and I talk about the Cantillon effect, and I talk about the seven reasons you're not rich yet. You're working hard, but you ain't Jeff Bezos yet. Why? Because there are market forces, policies, and a system that we're playing in that keeps rich people richer and other people not rich. So don't think that you being rich or not rich is completely up to you. It's not, if you're playing in the fiat system. Now, I'm in the Bitcoin, standard, and moving everything to the Bitcoin standard. So the rules are different there. You're playing in a system that's rigged. They figured out the rig and they just took advantage of it. How much free money have they gotten from the government? Look it up. How much free money have you gotten from the government? Not billions. Not billions. Okay? So you just want to understand what's going on. And I just find that so few people understand finances and seem to even be concerned about any of these things. Yet they're concerned about how they're going to pay everything. And they don't see the correlation to the macroeconomics, to the microeconomics, which is your household. They're intricately connected. So until you put yourself on the Bitcoin standard, why do you think I'm teaching all these master classes? Because something big is about to happen in the world, and I see people woefully unprepared. Woefully unprepared. Do you know there's about to be breadlines? It's about to be the Great Depression on steroids. If you don't do something to start to secure your, I'm making moves. I have been making moves because I see the handwriting on the wall. I think you do too. I think you see the handwriting on the wall. Because we know the world can't go like this, and it's continually more and more and more upset in the world on many fronts. And whenever we have had a disproportionate amount of wealth in a few hands, those are the seeds of revolt. Just study how humans work, right? Every time there was great, vast wealth, nothing wrong with being wealthy at all, that's when people start to revolt. Now, I won't be revolting as I'm on the Bitcoin standard. If you're on the Bitcoin standard, pardon me, actually read the book by Amadeus about being on the Bitcoin standard. Just get on the Bitcoin standard. and you will be exempt from 90% of this foolishness. I know that was a long tirade because I'm very passionate about this, because it was this is what I walked through and continue to walk through to pay off everything, make my financial house pristine, create incredible income, and show other people how to create incredible income in a leveraged fashion, non-hustle. And you'll never work again during life of destiny and ultimate fulfillment. That was my goal, never work again. And I achieved that goal, I don't have to work. Yay, thank you, God. So now, here's the deal. Lake Princess, I know that was a long answer to what you began with. Thank you for coming up and speaking up. And anyone else in the audience, if you have anything you want to ask, share, comment on, by all means, hop up on stage, raise your hand. We love to hear what's going on with you. If there is some kind of situation, well, let me say it like this. I made peace of mind non-negotiable. So if there's something in my life and I don't have peace of mind about it, it has got to go. I have zero tolerance for anything. I think you all, when you were at the retreat, you heard Atara speak of how her man told her that it was quits. He called it quits with her because they were having power struggles because she said she was doing too much and she was, you know, being a man, and he is the man, and that wasn't going to work. That worked with her first husband because her first husband, her former learning partner, let's call it, she said this on tape, her former learning partner, he was A-okay with her wearing the pants. But later on, they had an honest conversation about it, and it wasn't really okay. Yet, he let her do it. This one, he said, no, 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 I'm the man, you're the woman. And not in a, I'm the man, I'm the boss of you, you're the woman, Christian kind of wife, listen to your husband thing. Not that crap. That's just foolishness and stupidity, in my opinion. More divine masculine, divine feminine. We have our energies that we're anchoring, and we're honoring of the energies we anchor. Well, he told her that he is not giving up his happiness. So if the relationship, I'm choosing happiness over you, basically. Really powerful. And I'm the same way. I've made certain non-negotiable decisions. Peace of mind. Peace is a must. My home is very peaceful. I seek to be peaceful with all people the best I can. Peace is a requisite. And if there is something in my life that is disturbing the peace, it has to go. So I would just offer, like Princess, since you asked, really sit and be still with it, go within, and what is really happening here? Because deep within, you always know the truth of your situation. And Spirit has already told us the truth. I might have just given them these keys and be in peace and see what the next chapter looks like. I don't know what it looks like. Am I to learn how to make more money? Am I to learn how to honor my commitments? I mean, I had to learn all these things. I still have to learn about honoring my commitments, being consistent, creating more income, bringing more value out to the world, eliminating unworthiness. I mean, there's 50 million lessons I've learned because I'm in the money school. I don't know, maybe some of you in the room are in the money school too. Maybe that's why you're in this conversation with us. And I would offer, there's lessons there. It's not about the car. It's about consciousness. Is that helpful?
Short answer is yes. The long answer is I have thought about it like a lot. I've thank God never missed a payment so far since I have gotten the car. It's just I'm always like calculating my money, calculating what I should do. I already have a high student loans and stuff, and it's like other things I'm looking at, and that's why I've looked into becoming an entrepreneur, because I've had jobs and things where they would make all these promises of management stuff, and I would either have to leave or I was just let go. And I said, I don't want my life to be in somebody else's hands anymore. And I did also want to mention the book of Job. It's not just about somebody's faith with God. That is a big part of it. It's also about the cleansing process. Like, he lost all his family, and then when he came forward, he got a new life and more than what he lost. And when you mentioned the locust eating my money, I'm like, yo, that's been happening to me since I started working. Like, the moment I started working, that's basically what happened to me.
That's very powerful, what you said about Job. Very powerful. Because, yes, I call it the great stripping, that sometimes we have this big stripping in our lives. The locusts just swarm in and eat everything, it seems like. And like you said, he got everything back double. And what lessons did he learn? That's what you get to keep. You get to keep the gold forever. I love that. All right, family, that is day 8 of our 40 days. I'm teaching a masterclass on my birthday. My birthday is on Monday. I gotta put my Cash App in my bio, but they do have a little send money button at the bottom of my bio. My birthday is Monday. I cannot believe I'll be 36 again for the 24th time. Do the math. It is the big 6-0. Be a big party next Monday. It's gonna be a big party on Clubhouse, on Instagram, on YouTube, maybe even on Facebook. I don't know. I might give Facebook some love too. I'm gonna have a party. It's gonna be a global online party, so I can have lots of great conversations. And my birthday falls on Money Monday. What could be better? And I'm teaching the next masterclass on Money Monday. I'm teaching instant income, how to set up your business. I'm teaching all the business stuff next Monday. Get your tickets now because they already started selling, and there's only a limited amount of people that can be in the Zoom with us live. So, and get your questions answered. It's called Instant Income. How to set up the sales pages, how to set up the template. I give you the template. Also, my masterclass template, I give you the template from how I create the masterclasses. And I also give you the tools that I use and how you can make thousands teaching what you love, your experience or expertise to a hungry tribe. And these $37 masterclasses have netted close to $8,000 so far, $7,530 as of yesterday before I did the other numbers, before the sales started rolling in. And why do I call it instant income? I call it instant income because you post it and the money starts coming in instantly. That's how it works. That's what I'm going to show you. It's instant. So if you, and people have asked me this. As a matter of fact, I have an email right now from a sister who is like, Kaisi, I love your work. I love the masterclasses. And you have, quite a few masterclasses. I'm on a fixed income. And I want to know, what's the masterclass that I can take that would give me like the bang for my buck where it would turn into instant money for me? And I would say that's this one, Instant Income, coming up next Monday. Only $37, so I mean, hey. I don't do free classes anymore because I feel like when you invest, you get more wins. Why? Because when you pay attention. All right. Anything else, Harmony? Oh, that's at ValerieLove.com. Click on wealth. ValerieLove.com. Click on wealth.
That was absolutely delicious. As usual, I'm over here taking copious notes. You made me think about the locusts in a whole different way, in a way of appreciation.
Beautiful. We can't be mad at the locust. We can forgive. And we can get double and even more. Love and appreciate y'all. Have a beautiful day. See you tomorrow morning. Day 9. Peace.
Love y'all.